Check it, check.
Check, check, check.
Check, 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 check.
1, 2, 1, 2. Oh. Check, 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 1, 2.
All right, it's working. Ha! We are on. How do you feel?
Good.
You ready to do this?
Yes.
All right, let's do this. Which button do I push? Hold on, I think it's this one. Is that right? Welcome to Gang of Two, a hilarious look at coupledom.
From a couple of dumbs.
That's us. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
We have got a very fun show planned today. It is, first of all, we have another great Dear Dumbs email to get to where people call and or actually ask us for advice via email.
Right.
If you want to do that, go to our brand new website, which is, what is the name of the show?
Gangof2.net. Some idiot had .com.
Yeah, I don't know how that spaced me. I don't know how that worked.
They tried to extort money from us.
They really did. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
For what was it? It was into
$2,500.
Yeah, it was into the thousands. So we said, okay, we'll be .net for $30.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, because we don't have thousands.
No. Which we only have 30.
Yeah, we got 30 right now. That's good. Anyway, welcome to the show. We have got the Dear Dumbs email that I talked about. And you go to our webpage, and it's a contact there. You just hit contact, and you can, it goes right to us.
Is that COVID friendly? I mean, we're supposed to be doing contactless.
Well, it is totally COVID friendly. All right. And there's also another new thing on the website that I think is super cool.
Yeah.
If you go to the website, gangof2.net,
yes.
On the bottom of it, there's a little microphone icon.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You could click on that and talk right through your phone or your computer and ask us a question, and then we can play that on the air.
And we have your voice, so we can probably figure out who you are.
Hey, we're going to talk about something like that.
Voice recognition.
That thing that we watched last night on Netflix.
Yes, yeah.
We're going to talk about that coming up here in a little bit. It had me up all night thinking about stuff.
Jeez, man.
Seriously did. It kind of freaked me out a little bit. Plus, is the game Madden coming in between us? We're going to discuss that as well. Do you care?
Hmm?
No comment, huh? You want to get into that right now?
Let's get into it right now. Come back.
Well, first we got to catch up.
All right.
Got to catch up on some stuff. But first I need a drink. I'm so thirsty. We were just out walking around.
Drunkard.
Kill some time while I take a drink.
Terry's drinking straight vodka with a beer shooter. This is the vodka.
A beer shooter?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a hell of a thing.
You're a iconoclast.
Oh, that's what I am, aren't I?
Uh-huh.
All right, so Patreon. We have to talk about Patreon real quick. We have somebody we need to welcome as a brand new subscriber, supporter, and he took advantage of our new tier. We have a new tier on there for $10 a month. We got these cool little Gang of Two stickers, and they're really, really cool.
Yeah.
You could put them on any kind of color thing, and it goes to the color thing. It's really cool. I haven't put one on anything yet, but I saw them, and they look really neat. And you're going to get that and a handwritten thank you note from us,
nice.
Which we really do appreciate. You know, as we get closer and closer to try to stream this show live, I'm going to be practicing on a Terry James Alive podcast, just a quick one.
I'm going to
practice on that and see how that goes.
Oh.
Because we don't, even though Terry James Alive is the OG of podcast.
Yeah.
This one's doing way much better than that. So you don't want to fuck things up here.
Yeah, don't fuck it up.
You don't want to do that. So we have the new tier and the person's name. All I know is what they've signed their name and what their name is on the thing. Dead Play. And I've seen the guy's picture. So it's a guy. I know that.
All right.
So thank you, Dead Play, for your patronage. It really does help a lot. And, I mean, it really does.
By the way, leave a voice message for us so we can figure out who you are.
That's good. So you definitely can. I mean, it's really weird to try to get people involved in a show.
Yeah.
You know, I started
to be like a self-promotion.
Yeah. It's embarrassing. I'm not either. Yeah. It's very uncomfortable for me to ask for support.
Yeah.
But to tell you the truth, I'm getting a little pissed off at this whole industry.
Yeah.
You know, I've been in the radio thing for how long? Ever since we've been together.
Over a quarter of a century.
Yeah. as long as we've been together, for sure. Longer than that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've helped out many people with their, you know, to sell their goods, to promote their movies and books and websites and bands and especially shows, other radio shows and podcasts and all that.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing. I've been spending my whole life doing that.
Yes.
And, you know, and you figure, and I share the big guys and the little guys. It doesn't matter to me.
Right.
I love people that are creative and do things.
Yeah.
And we get nothing in return.
Throw us a bone.
Seriously, we do. We really don't get anything in return.
I know.
They just think it's our duty or our job to promote them.
Right.
And I love, you know me, I love to do things unconditionally.
Yeah.
You and I have had that talk many times.
Yeah.
I don't expect anything back.
Yeah.
I don't. But I'm starting to feel
like you're being taken advantage of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really kind of sucks. It's like, is that really what it's all about?
Right.
And you watch. I mean, even our agent.
Oh.
You know, our agent who, you know, used to be an agent would help you out promoting and getting your show better out and, you know, to growing your show and getting out there.
Right.
Now agents just want your show to be huge already.
Right.
Or they want you to be a big celebrity already.
And then they just walk in and do what? I don't know.
And I'm not going to let that happen. And that's why Patreon works, because fuck you people.
Right.
Seriously, fuck all of you people.
We're keeping all the pie, okay?
Well, not necessarily. I just want some of it.
Right.
And these people just expect you to promote their shit.
Right.
Not once has, I don't want to name names, but we have people that we put on the Lex and Terry show all the time.
Right.
I retweet their post that they put up there. Hey, they got a new podcast out and all that. And very rarely does anybody return the favor. Because, I mean, it's now that there's dollars involved in advertising and people are collecting money from their podcasts.
Right.
You know, listen, I would love to not have to ask people on Patreon for money. I'd love to be able to go, hey, we got a couple of live spots, because I think you and I would be great at live endorsements.
Better than great.
We really would. I mean, we'd have fun with it. And we're very good, you know, spokespeople, and people would really like us. So, I mean, I would love to tell, my goal one day is to wake up and go, wow, thank you to all you Patreon people for keeping and growing this show.
Yeah.
And I'll always find something for you guys to do. But if I could get advertising and we could get live endorsement dollars, great.
Yeah, that's much more preferential.
Than having to ask people. But right now, you got to ask.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
That's the name of the, it should be the underscored name, the, what's it, the, not our title of the podcast, but then the, what is it, like the subtitle?
Okay, so let's see here. Gang of Two, a hilarious look at coupled from a couple of dumbs.
The big ask. I didn't say ask.
I like it, the big ask. But anyway, for those of you, all 52 of you who are supporting us, we really do appreciate
you. Yes,
and if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have this little podcast machine.
Right.
We wouldn't be thinking about all the other stuff that we're doing. We really are enjoying doing this this show.
Yeah.
It's a great weekend here in Seattle. We had a really fun time.
Yeah.
Last night we sat out on our patio and we listened. Was it last night or the night before that we listened to the, Hot Off the Press podcast with Panini Pete and Chef Tom Gray? Look at this. We're promoting these people. They do. Yeah, they do a lot of great things.
I mean, they're Piccolo Pizza.
It's Panini Pete. It's Panini Pete.
That's what I said. Huh?
Why do you always do that? You think it's funny, don't you?
I do.
And
I'm
he. And
the only
what's
one.
Funny is he thinks I give him shit. You are the total shit giver. Out of this whole team that we have, you are queen shit giver. You're king shit giver. You really are. But we sat outside and we listened to that. That was a great podcast.
That was fun.
And, you know, if you don't even know anything about, you know, restaurant business, it doesn't matter. That was so informative and so fun with two of the most talented guys that we know.
Oh, my God.
That
have
done really, really good jobs. So check out that podcast. It's Hot Off the Press podcast. The latest one with Panini Pete, where he interviewed Tom Gray. The whole pod, I mean, everybody interviews is great. He's really good.
Yeah,
he's really good.
Yeah, it's a good one.
We just got back from the Kraken store.
We did.
Yeah.
We're crackheads now.
We got the Kraken pictures. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and post pictures of what we bought on our Instagram page.
I found it to be a little anticlimactic.
Very underwhelming.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's like when we walked out of there, you said the perfect explanation of it. Seems like they didn't know if they were going to get a team or not.
Yeah.
And as soon as they got a team, they realized, oh, crap, we got to put some shirts together.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
There was nothing sewn in. Well, maybe like one jacket sewn in, but most of it was just all...
Sorry.
Just spill water all over himself.
I'm sorry. It's nice and cold, at least.
You said it didn't get on the equipment.
It's all over. Oh, it didn't. It gets good.
But most of the stuff there was, it was just t-shirt, like iron-on t-shirts. And
yeah.
It was, and very, like, maybe two different designs, and that was it.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot to choose from. Yeah. So, but we went over them. Nonetheless, we bought a couple shirts.
Yeah, we're suckers.
Because we have to do that. And we have no cable in our house. Our cable is effing crazy.
Oh, my God.
The thing Comcast. That we had to go through, Comcast, at least they were nice this time tried to help you. But their whole deal is to make it impossible for you to watch television and not have all of their bundles and not have their
internet.
Their internet, whatever. Buy a car.
Yeah.
Whatever they want to do. These people, everybody wants to fuck you, man.
Yes, they do. That is exactly right.
It's crazy. Yeah. And I think I just need a hug.
Oh, tear.
I do.
I'll give you one.
All right, cool.
Later.
Okay, good. So, speaking of hugs,
yeah.
Remember when we were in Paris?
Yeah.
Remember those days?
Yeah, I know.
When people you didn't even know would kiss you on each side of the cheek.
Oh.
I'm still living in that moment.
The hot girl.
And her mom. It was her mom. I didn't
her
know
mom
which,
was hotter
yeah,
than her.
Yeah, I think the mom was hotter than her, but it was a mother-daughter tandem that we met, and they did that Paris on the side of the cheek thing.
So, yeah. So, I think twice. Once is... You know, I'm prepared for. And then, and so my hairdresser does the same thing, or he did before pre-COVID.
Yeah.
And so I'm always ready for the one, but then I forget that they go to the other side. Boom, boom.
Yeah.
And so it's very, the second one's like awkward, like, ah.
Yeah. And
then if they really like you, you get a third.
Oh, really?
Boom, 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 back.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
See, I got the two. The second one, I think I ruined it because I opened my mouth.
Tongue.
Yeah, tongue. I went for tongue,
yeah,
and didn't work. Yeah. But the it was a mother-daughter tandem, and they just smelled so good, didn't they?
They looked fantastic.
She
looked like the quintessential
Parisian
French woman that everybody wants.
All of them want to be. Yeah, sitting on at the corner of the cafe, smoking cigarettes and drinking whatever
she,
it is.
She had long hair, and she wasn't young, the mother.
She wasn't young. I mean, the daughter had to be in her mid-20s.
Right.
Yeah.
So I figured she was at least in her mid-40s. But she looked fantastic.
Oh, they were both hot.
A little bit tan.
Oh, anyway.
Slip dress on. I remember the color. It was like a dark blue.
I remember what they smelled like.
I don't remember
like.
Her shoes.
I remember what they smelled like. Anyway, so...
back to reality. Sorry.
Damn it. Let's talk about this Madden thing. I've been playing probably a little too much Madden.
Probably.
Under the... Once I get going, it's more of a social study to me now than anything else.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Well, you know, I start playing because Dee, of the Lexitary Show, has put together a Madden League.
Right.
And I told him that I would only play if I could do Thursday nights,
right.
which I did... All of a sudden, the only time people I'm supposed to play can't play Thursday nights. Uh-huh. So I'm stuck playing the weekend. So I'm not going to play anymore in the league.
Okay.
Once this thing's over. But
when's that?
It's getting close. We only had 10 games for the season. I think we're about 7 or 8 into it.
That's it?
And then playoffs.
Oh. Okay.
So don't worry, I'm going to lose. but it's a... My social experiment to this is that you start playing... the games, and all of a sudden you see what type of people they are. You could, even though you aren't talking to them, you know what type of douchebags these people are.
Yeah.
And a lot of games where you start to play, they only last about 5 minutes because somebody usually unplugs their thing because you intercepted a pass or because you scored.
Okay.
It's really a bunch of babies.
It is, and literally babies. They're probably like 10 years old, Terry.
I think you'd be surprised. I think there's a lot of 60-year-old dudes on this thing who think they know everything about sports.
They sit in their basement.
Exactly.
Their mother's basement.
So do you just talk to me. Tell me what you think about me playing it. Are you cool with it?
I just, you know, in my mind, if I'm like, man, if that were me, I would find a lot of other things to do before that.
Like what? What do you waste your time on?
Shopping.
Okay, online.
Not shopping so much. It's actually, because I don't buy that much.
Hardly at all.
I just like to see, I look at the fashion and see how they've styled things and what's current. That's one of the things I like to do.
But you're always doing it. You're always online. You're always reading your magazine.
I'm also looking at muscle car stuff.
Sure,
true. Get that a lot.
You like that. So
why? Barfine Hunter.
So what's wrong with that? Why is that any more saving the world than me playing Madden?
I don't know. It's
what's that humming noise? I don't know. What is that? Something outside. Anyway, if you guys could hear that, sorry about it.
We apologize.
Hey, we're sitting at our studio now. She didn't have to, studio. We're on her kitchen table.
Slash studio.
Do you think people across see us doing this podcast and look and go, what the hell are they doing?
Well, look,
it's a couple in their 50s. They're doing a podcast.
Podcasts
are the
new assholes.
It's true. Oh, God. Hey, if you guys are listening to this and you stumble across our podcast, fuck you.
We don't want you listening. Turn it off.
Turn it off. You're on restriction.
Yes.
You don't get to
do it.
This
isn't for you.
No, not even close. All right, so last night, we watched this thing on Netflix. It's a documentary called Connected.
Yes.
We had no idea and we had heard nothing about it. We just went on Netflix and saw the latest and greatest things that are out.
Yeah.
We passed a couple things. We went, maybe that'll be, but we both agreed, let's try this.
Right.
And oh my God, it was amazing.
Yeah. I wish they'd gone into a little more depth. It was one of those shows that was, gave you some things and then
it gives you
back it up. And
well,
didn't go
no. The problem is it is all about how we are connected.
Different things connected. Yeah, to each other. I get it.
And that's what it is. If you wanted to watch something on facial recognition on pigs, then that's what a whole podcast would be. But this is how everything is connected.
Yeah.
And they did a thing about facial recognition on pigs.
Yes.
And how every time a pig comes up to drink, they get the thing. They could tell what mood it's in.
Yeah.
They could tell if they're under stress,
if
they don't feel well, and all this. And this is exactly the type of stuff that they are doing to us as people, as
they're
humans.
Trying to,
Not that they're trying to. They actually have sold this technology to companies, and this is what blew me away, that could actually read the people in your office's face. And tell if they are
working or not.
If they're working or not. If they're under stress. If they don't feel good. Yeah. If they're lazy. They could check all this stuff out, and they are using it for that.
I'll tell you something that might make you feel better. The technology isn't where it should be. There's a lot of holes yet in it.
Well, the holes are this is where you're lucky if you are black or brown.
Because it's hard for
it's hard for them to check it out.
How does that happen? There's a bias built into that, and
I don't know. Well, us white folk, we're getting screwed for that.
Yeah.
Finally, something we could get pissed off about.
Yeah.
But and then they did. Then they interviewed a chick who was on Tinder.
Yeah.
And all of the Tinder pictures and all of your Facebook,
of her messages.
Yeah, they first of all,
a lot of information.
We learned that they take all of your Facebook selfies and all of this.
Yes.
And now I feel bad because you've chosen not to get on social media.
Yeah.
And I'm the guy that put you on there. So now you're being tracked. You've got facial recognition when you probably shouldn't have. I'm sorry.
There goes my criminal plans of taking over the world.
Well, that's one of the things where you look at this and you go, well, who cares? I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm, you know.
Yeah, but you know what the problem with that is people say that they can do whatever they want. I am living an honest life, but it's, anybody can take information out of context.
Context, yes.
And the next thing you know, oh my God, he's a mass murderer. He must go. Something like that.
It's really strange. And then they interviewed this girl who was on Tinder. And she found out that all of the stuff, for those of you that are on Tinder, this is going to scare the shit out of you.
Yeah.
In fact, you should watch it. It's on Netflix. It's called Connected.
Yeah.
And you've got to see the episode. I think that was the first episode.
I think
there were two episodes we watched.
Yeah.
And
the first two.
Yeah, the other one was all on poo.
Oh, it was
on poop.
Yeah,
and it was and how poop and all the bacteria and poop and
they actually came here to the
Seattle
San Juan Islands. Yeah,
chased a whale down.
Yeah,
and a dog smells poop in the water. It's awesome. But anyway, let's go back to this facial recognition on Tinder.
Yeah, you get
this is the scary thing.
Yes,
it is a they had and she asked for all of her information. And she got it. And
she
got 800 pages of all of the information Tinder had
on her.
They could tell when she's lonely.
That's right.
They had all of her intimate things in printing. All of the stuff about, hey, I want to come over and suck you or something like that.
Right.
They have all this embarrassing stuff on her.
Right.
It is out there. If you think that it just
goes
away.
It's not just Tinder
either.
It's not just Tinder.
But this was Tinder. Because Tinder apparently after... She wrote a book on it.
Right.
They decided to...
Change
what they changed was they were rating people.
Oh, that's right. They were, on their attractiveness.
On their attractiveness. And they would put certain people in different categories.
Right.
So if you swipe left, swipe right, they tried to hook up the good-looking people with the good-looking people and the ugly people. And so she wanted to know what her score was.
Right.
That was what her
she never told us.
She was very interested in that. And then that's when she learned all this other stuff about they knew when she was lonely.
Right.
They knew when she was on their most, whether it's a Saturday night. She talked about one night after New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Was when she didn't have anybody in her life. She went home and she had 16 different guys she was talking to on there.
Yeah.
And, and then she looked and she said she saw all of her same opening lines to these guys and what a fraud she was. And it made her feel horrible.
Yeah.
And the worst part is she deleted her app, but she still goes back on from time
to
time.
She's a little addicted.
She wants to get some dick,
So this is why I'm not on Facebook or all of this,
Yeah. There's a good reason for that.
I think they probably have some information on me, but I like to think that it's not a lot.
They don't have a lot on you. I'm an open book.
Yeah. You have to be with your job.
With the job, but I've told you guys and you before that when my job ends, I don't think I'll participate in any of this. Maybe keep a Facebook page for my family if they're all still alive and a few friends.
Yeah.
But even then, why? I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. So that was super interesting.
It was.
That was scary as hell.
Yeah.
All right. One of the things that we do have going on our show is a segment now called Dear Dumbs. And Dear Dumbs is awesome.
Yeah.
It really is. Dear Dumbs has turned into an article in the Folio Weekly, which is monthly or I don't know what it is. Anyway, in Jacksonville, we've done two now.
Right.
I have not seen the second one that we did.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that yet, but I think that it goes online here any day now.
Okay.
It could be online right now, but it's a Dear Dumbs article. These are actual emails that you guys send us and ask us for some sort of advice. It doesn't have to be about relationships.
Oh, it doesn't?
But no, I don't give a shit.
What kind of oil should I run in my car? Things like that?
You could answer that. I think that you and I have lived a pretty good life about... a pretty full circle kind of life that we could throw any type of advice out there.
I think so. We have some,
But I guess what we're known most for is the fact that we've been married for 27 years.
It's a 27 club.
Don't even do that. Don't even do that. That's horrible.
It doesn't apply to marriages.
I hope not. Anyway, so we can't get to May fast enough now for 28 for me. But so you can email us that, and we answer these questions. And I think this one's a real good one here. That's the Dear Dumbs message music. All right.
I like
you ready? Dear Dumbs, love the show. Love you both. Thanks for letting us into your life every week. By the way, this person has has gone by a nickname. They didn't say where they were emailing from. I have no idea what part of the world they're in. I appreciate it if you guys leave what city you're in. It's kind of fun to think where we are.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, her name is... I'm not going to say it yet. Anyway, here he goes. My husband is a pussy.
Jesus. Get right into it.
Now... you know why I gave you the nickname. And I look down. It says, by the way, chick with the spineless husband. Oh. That's what she signed her name. It says, don't get me wrong. He's a super nice guy. In fact, that's one of the big reasons I'm attracted to him. He's nice and courteous to everyone. However, in my case, it's a little over the top. It seems as though his main mission in life is to please me. At first, I thought it was super sweet, but it's grown into him being a little robot. Couple of examples. I'll ask him what restaurant he'd like to go to, and I always, 100% of the time, get whatever you want in return. Oh, we need more music. There we go. Then it says, we recently were in the market for a brand new car, and he said the same thing. Oh, whatever God. You want. A car? What kind of man doesn't give his opinion on a goddamn car, she says.
Well, I'd be happy to choose a car.
I know you would. Says, I am losing respect for this man.
Oh.
I don't like feeling that I run the show in my relationship. Yeah. Is there anything I could do to make this better? Have a great week. Chick with the spineless husby.
Husband.
This is what I hate about you girls. I can't stand it.
What's that?
Chicks, they want something. And she probably had some shithead boyfriend, some shitty whatever before, and said, I'm going to get a nice guy. They get a nice guy, and then all of a sudden, they're too nice.
I don't know. I don't think he's too nice. I think
that's what she said. She said, his main mission in life is to please me.
Well, I don't know about her, but it sounds like if I'm understanding that correctly, and I know it goes for me, you don't want to feel like you're, you know, and I hate to use the term wearing the pants because that's kind of sexist, but you want to have a, I know for me, I just want to have an equal relationship with another person.
When's that going to start?
Huh.
Seriously.
I feel like we're very equal.
No, we're not. And
yes,
we are. No, we're not. And I'm going to tell you why, and it's my fault.
And I'm going to tell you we are.
It's okay. I come from the, one of the things that somebody gave me advice a long time ago about chicks, or I heard it somewhere or something about choose your fights, choose your battles.
Sure, yeah.
And I figured, okay, I'll choose my battles in my relationship. I'll let it be known what really matters to me.
Right.
However, you go too far in acquiescing that it turns into a fight. You know, it's never a real conversation. If I really put my foot down, it's a fucking fight that we have, you know? And
I don't think so. I disagree.
And here's why. Here's more the reason. I made the decision that, and because of your background, that I was going to stay out of a lot of things that are very important in a couple, in a relationship, the financials one of them.
Yeah.
You know, so, and I figured if she can handle that, I'll do what I can to make more money, and she'll take care of the money and all that. And what you've done, I mean, you have a job, I have a job and all this, but you know, when choosing a battle, it gets ugly. It really does get ugly. And I'm like this guy. I want you to be happy 100% of the time.
I want you to be happy too. I do. Okay. I can see you're disagreeing.
I think you want me to be happy and healthy. I do. I just think that there's, if you think there's an equitable amount of balance in this, you're completely wrong.
I think there is.
You are way wrong. But it's okay. My point is that I just am hoping that I'm not like this guy. I'm not like this guy.
Because
I'll scream and yell and all that. It doesn't seem like this guy will scream and yell. This guy just seems like he'll go, okay, whatever. I'll scream and yell. But usually, even when I scream and yell, the end result is, I would say, and if I had to keep score on this, 90% of the time, we still end up doing what you would like to do.
No, we do not.
Our car, for example. I wanted a new car.
Yeah, well.
I'm just saying.
We didn't have the money for it.
I'm just saying. You know, there are many, many things. I wanted to sell this place. You didn't. I want to move. You don't. We're here. I wanted to quit my job at one point. Couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Didn't get any support.
Well.
So it is.
Because of the finances.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying. And it's not like I just dropped a bomb on people when I said I wanted to quit my job.
Uh-huh.
It's not that, you know, you in a perfect, you want to grow.
Right.
you just want to grow. And I wasn't feeling like we were growing or right. It wasn't like we were growing. I didn't feel the industry was growing.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, what could you do next?
Right.
You know, and maybe that would be podcasting. Maybe that's with the same team. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Bottom line is that was years ago.
Yeah.
And I've overcome that many years ago.
Right.
So you give me an example of a time that I won and a big decision.
Well, I don't know about big decisions, but I mean, when we talk about restaurants, she brought up restaurants.
Yeah, we have a game we play.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, it's pretty 50-50.
Absolutely.
We don't force the other one to go to a restaurant they hate or...
Yeah, I'm not that guy.
No.
Boy, we turned her letter into All About
Us,
didn't
we? I know, we did. We need to... That's okay, awesome. Let's refocus.
No, but I'm just saying that... be careful what you ask for, lady, you know, and that's the truth. That's for me. Be careful what you ask for.
Yeah, but she doesn't want to, I agree with her. I mean, I think what she's saying is she doesn't want to be thought of as domineering. Nobody wants to, and I don't think men want to be domineering either. You know, I think most people want to be in an equal relationship.
I think that a lot of men do. And if they say they want an equal relationship, they're full of shit. They're saying it just because if the guy, unless the woman's making more money, making money to a man is a very important thing.
Sure.
And making more than your spouse is a very important thing. It really is. It's true. And I don't, you call it sexist.
It is.
Yeah. But you know, I'm just saying though, it's the way guys are, at least my age.
Yeah.
My age range. That's the way we grew up.
What would you have done if I had made more money than you?
I would have worked harder. I think I would have got 3 jobs. I would have had to have got a dollar more. I would have had to do it. You know, when a guy has that in him, then he kind of feels that he has the right. As like even D calls it, being the rooster of the household.
Yeah, that's very sexist, D.
I understand that. But there's that feeling of, okay, I make the most money. So when it really comes down to a really important decision, somebody has to be the person that decides this shit. Somebody has to make the thing.
Here's a good example. That Xbox or whatever it is. What is that thing?
You're my Xbox after this show.
So funny.
PlayStation.
PlayStation.
Yeah.
I did not want it, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
If it had been me, even today, I'm like, you know, if we had not gotten it, I would have been much happier. I didn't want it, but I saw that you really wanted it, and I let you pull the trigger.
Hey, thank you.
You wanted examples.
Yeah, I know. But I... That's a silly thing. It wasn't cheap because one of the reasons why I pitched it to you was that we are looking for ways to consume our television and make it more concise and cheaper and all that
stuff. Didn't work out, did it?
It totally is.
Can't get it in the other rooms.
Well, that's totally where we're watching all of our Netflix and everything else. Yeah. It totally is. Sorry. That's the way we're doing it. But that's just a start anyway. I hope that it does work out that way. But okay, I'll give that one to you.
All right.
But anyway, what are we talking about? Oh, her.
Yeah.
I fucking forgot what she even wanted. Hold on. Let me read this email again. Hold on a second here. Hold on. My husband's a pussy. Don't get me wrong. He's a super nice guy. In fact, he's one of the big reasons why I'm attracted to him. He's nice and courteous to everyone.
Get to the
which, by the way, I would like to think I'm nice and courteous to people.
You are. You're very courteous.
And it says, however, in my case, it's a little over the top. It seems as though his main reason in life to please me. At first, he was super sweet, but he's grown into being kind of a robot. And then the couple examples, where do you want to eat? I don't know, wherever you want, whatever kind of car you want, that type of thing. And then she's losing respect for him. Mm-hmm. It looks to me like the ball's in her court.
I mean, maybe she should sit him down and I don't know if she's told him that, but maybe she should explain to him how she's feeling.
Here's the problem. I know this from personal experience. As soon as he says, no, I want it this way, she's going to go, what the fuck? you fucking asshole, I'm going to leave you because of it. She's going to go ape shit. Oh, my God, he's turned into a fucking monster. He thinks this and that. You know
maybe
what?
Not. Maybe not.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
I don't know.
You knew what you fucking married. Deal with it.
Ooh.
That's the way I look at
it.
And give him credit for being a nice guy. And admire his niceness.
Yeah.
And celebrate him being kind to others and being, instead of going, whoa, I can understand where, all that, where that would wear on you.
Yeah.
And maybe she can say, hey, let's try this next week. Why don't you pick out a restaurant for us to go to? That would make me happy.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Since he wants to make her happy, go, what would make me happy is you pick out the, and just start small little things.
Yeah.
And don't make it look like I don't like you because of this.
Right.
Don't say that.
Yeah.
Just go, I what would make me happy? And I know you like making me happy and I appreciate that. What would make me happy? How about you surprise me next Friday night? Don't tell me where we're going.
There you go.
Just make a reservation. Whatever it is we're doing, just
I think
do
that's a
that.
Good idea. I like that.
And
like
and start small as far as that goes.
Yeah.
So we good?
I'm good. Yeah.
Is that the advice we're giving her?
I think that's it. Yeah.
How would you handle it?
I agree with that. I don't have much to add.
No.
Other than what we've already said.
Oh, time to thank our Patreon jumped in members. These are people that have jumped in. Cook Flat and Strobel, Surveyors and Engineering. Thank you to those guys for being here.
Where are they at? Does it say?
I forget where they are. Like, they're all over. They teamed up. They used to be just one company. They've combined their stuff, and now they've merged, and they're a big thing.
Nice.
Psychicami.com, K-A-M-I. If you're looking for it, get yourself a psychic reading. Maybe you're going through some stuff right now.
You can find out if you should talk to your husband about not having a spine.
You know what? I bet you would have an idea for that. Oh. Jeff and Angie Strumer. I hope you're feeling better, Jeff. I know. In fact, I know he is.
Oh, good.
He got the COVID.
He got the
COVID-19, but I believe he's back. He was a school teacher, got it back at school. Now that he had to do all the protocol about going but testing for a certain amount of days in a row, coming back negative, and now he's okay.
Awesome.
Toby and everybody at roughcutdecor.com, R-O-U-G-H-C-U-T, decor.com, promo code PODCART. Get yourself a little savings there, but go by there and see what they have and use them. This is what's so cool about all of us being together in here. Let's see, Panini Pete.
Hey,
he's got a lot of restaurants, got a lot of talent.
He does.
And he's doing a lot of good things, even a barber shop now.
Oh, that's right.
For crying out loud. This guy's great. Thanks to Panini Pete for supporting us. And just go to Panini Pete and find out all the different restaurants. There's Squid Ink. There is, I always forget,
Sunset Point,
which is great. There is the one on Mobile Bay. There's so many. I can't remember all the names.
Go to any of them.
I'm sorry, Pete. My mind is blanking.
They're all delicious.
Right now.
You can't go wrong.
They're all different, too. That's what's amazing. They're all awesome. Prestige Worldwide Web Services. That's another one of our Patreons who has since gone and rolled in. So go to prestigeworldwide.com. Mm-hmm. They offer all kinds of website design and other kinds of web services. Check them out if you're in the market for something for your business, yourself. Prestigeworldwide.com. Sasan and everybody at PrescientSurgical.com. Thank you for being here.
Yes, thank you.
Can't wait to see you guys.
Yeah.
You guys are the best. Jackson and Barbara from WeBingeTV.com. They didn't tell us about this show.
They didn't. We're telling them.
We're telling them right now. Anyway, go to WeBingeTV.com. They got all kinds of great things. Plus, they're a regular on the Lex and Terry show every Friday.
Yeah.
You can hear them on there. And I believe they're going on other shows and everything else, too.
Awesome. Things are happening.
TheMertaylor.com, 10% off if you just put Gang of Two minus all the silicone products. That's one of the things there.
Yeah.
They make like mermaid
outfits
and things like that.
They don't make condoms.
No, they don't.
No.
They probably do.
They do?
No. I don't know. They should.
They should.
I've seen them. They fuck a lot. I'm just saying. I mean, I just imagine.
Yeah.
I just imagine it's nonstop drilling.
Okay.
Just like tapping it.
Okay.
Anyway, the Autry House. Yay. Our friends over there, Dennis and Peggy Autry, who have thrown down and are helping us out. We really appreciate you guys. You are awesome. We have a little, sometimes we do a little those, what are those things called? The happy hours via over the phone or something. Yeah, we talk to them while they're on their patio and we're on our patio and we wish we were together.
Yeah.
Laurie Lowry, who's our latest. Laurie is a distributor of wellness products that are all natural. Cool. I believe it might be called Pathways for people. And also, I think they have some pet items too. I'm not sure about that.
Nice.
But go to her Facebook page and hit her up. It's Laurie, L-A-R-E-E, Stro, S-T-R-O-H, Lowry, L-O-W-R-Y.
Very long.
And get over there to Laurie Stroh Lowry on Facebook. Go ahead and like it and see what she has to offer as well. And we'll talk to you guys, I guess, next week for another one of these things.
G-O-T.
Streaming, like I said, we're going to be streaming. What is the date today? Today's
30th?
How many days 31st. In August?
That's it. 31.
31 days? So tomorrow. So,
yeah.
Today, this
today
airing
is
on
Monday
the 31st.
The 31st, yes.
Okay. Monday's the 31st when this debuts.
Yes.
Okay. So we're going into September is when we're going to start doing, I don't know if every show is going to be streaming, but definitely some of them are going to be streaming.
Okay.
I would love to do every show streaming. I think it'd be great.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, have a very safe week. We appreciate you listening to us. And I hope that this lady figures out her pussy husband.
She'll do it. She'll be fine.
Yeah. Okay. Is it fun having a pussy husband?
I wouldn't know.
Good answer. I'll go make us dinner.